Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when we'll win again. Oh, hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Was that a dig because my Raiders went to play the Jets and they lost horribly?
You should see the look of death I'm getting right now, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, it's Blood Feud Week, Kevin. It's Blood Feud Week.
That was good.
Hey, and if I can pull something from Armageddon and put it on the end zone.
Which, by the way, you didn't back me up on that latest episode of Time Warp, the soundtracks and stuff, where we were talking about that one segment, whether or not the song's legacy was better than the movie. And you didn't back me up that, yeah.
I said they were even. That song is timeless. Come on now.
The right answer should have been Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's Blood Feud Week, that's for sure. But yep, it is. It is Raiders Chiefs round two this week here on the end zone. So
I'm sorry, my butt is a little sore still, Kyle. Because can I not play Jennifer Walk anymore? That would be great.
I'll see what I can do about that. But
Kyle, she keeps beating me, and I don't like it. And I'm playing her again in the Yahoo League. I don't like it. He keeps beating me.
Kevin, okay, wait. The question would be is who had the worst beatdown?
Don't go there. Football team? Don't go there.
Or your Raiders.
Don't go there.
It was ugly either way.
Yeah. I'm lucky now. I'm trying to in our fantasy trophy league. And I gotta try to cling on just a regular playoff spot now. I'm no longer in first place.
Yeah, you did a little falling there. I think you're in third now, aren't you? No, it's a
stop
it's
beating
a rough,
my butt, Jennifer. Stop
week for the
it.
She said something about buying a paddle with your name on it.
Already done.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before we get way too off the rails here, welcome to the end zone here on the Fandom Podcast Network. And you can find the Fandom Podcast Network at our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. Of course, you can also find us on the Podbean app. Search for the Fandom Podcast Network. Of course, we're also on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play for you Android device users, and Spotify as well. Of course, you can also visit our Facebook page, Fandom Podcast Network. Email us directly at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. I'm expecting some serious trash talk from you at some point, Jennifer. You can follow us on Instagram at Fandom Podcast Network or on Twitter at FanPod Network. Of course, you can follow me, Kyle, at AKyleW on Twitter or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Kevin, do people really want to follow your sad tweets right now?
If they do, you can reach me on social media at Twitter and Instagram at Spartan_Phoenix.
Hey, you know, that's where you can reach him. It's going to be even more sad tweets after this week, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Of course, too, Black Friday is almost upon us. It's time to visit TeePublic and visit the Fandom Podcast Network store on TeePublic, where you can get end zone gear now. We got it there. We can get shirts. They look sharp on black. Mugs, all kinds of stuff. And of course, you know, just go to tpublic.com, search for the Fandom Podcast Network. And of course, we love reviews, especially on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. We love those 5-star reviews, of course, but we love the feedback in general so we can make better podcasts to feed your ears. Now, Kevin, I know you don't want to. I know it might be painful, but we got to talk about the scores of week.
Of course.
And it's Thanksgiving, you know. Think about this. Think about how you can stuff your face full of turkey and mashed potatoes and things like that while we watch some really crummy football games.
I wish they could flex these Thanksgiving games. And I'm sorry, but I'm over the Cowboys and Detroit getting these home games. I'm done.
I think it should be a mandatory rule. Barry Sanders has to come out of retirement for the Thanksgiving games because then we don't have something to watch. So, well, let's talk about what happened in week 12. First and foremost, Thursday night, huge game in the AFC South as the Texans beat the Colts 20-17. And what was a very interesting and competitive game. Texans kind of sitting in the cat seat right now for possibly winning that division. The Buccaneers ended that nice little Falcons winning streak, winning 35-22. Chris Godwin went off in this game, including one of the better touchdown catches I've seen this season, literally catching it behind
his catch.
Back. Denver's really bad. They have no offense. Buffalo wins 20-3.
But hey, Frank Gore, yeah, third most rushing yards in NFL history. Good Gore.
If you would have told me that Gore was still in the league after that horrendous knee injury he had in college at the University of Miami right before the draft,
I would say, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. But that guy just keeps going. And a game, I don't know if anybody really watched it, but the Bears.
Well, the Raiders are always keeping an eye on what the Bears do. And Bears, you let us down. You won a game.
Yeah. Well, but the Bengals kept their draft stock high as they fell 16-10 to the Steelers, but played a fairly competitive game. But the Bengals are 0-11 for the first time in franchise history. Cleveland showed up, beating the Dolphins 41-24. Nick Chubb, 90-plus scrimmage yards in 10 consecutive games. That guy just keeps rolling. In a very exciting game that came down to the wire, the Saints beat the Panthers 34-31. Michael Thomas needs to be in some MVP consideration.
Yeah, he's good. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. The Jets beat the Raiders 34-3. It was ugly. The Raiders didn't even look like they showed up to play football, Kevin.
Yeah, nothing went right there. They ended up benching Carr and several of the starters because of how bad they played. Raiders were on this high, and it was, you know, I got to tell you, though, I'm not gonna blame this on the refs at all, but the refs did not help us. That roughing the passer call was bogus, and there were so many non-calls against the Jets for holding that was just crazy. And you could see that Chucky was really frustrated. He really cussed out one of the refs big time after that. Yeah.
Well, I said last week this had.
Oh yeah, I did too. I agree. This had one of the trap game, and you know, Sam Darnold played well, but I just wish they would have just made it more competitive, man. It was like they were waiting for this one play to break out, and it just did not happen, and the refs didn't help either. It was just bad, and no. Then it looks like, and another thing too, Kyle. I know we hear it all the time, but we have been decimated by injuries, and we're bringing people off the practice squads and free agency to be warm bodies to play stuff, and we've been doing quite well with that factor, but it looks like we lost Hunter Renfrow for the rest of the season. He broke his rib and got a punctured lung. It sucks.
Oh geez.
And we've had so many injuries. I'm surprised we're at 6-5 right now with the injuries that we do have.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of credit has to go to the team for having the record.
But also too, you got to look at Mike Mayock and Gruden for working behind the scenes and getting players to be competitive, to come off the street and to help contribute.
Yeah. So, anyway, the other thing that I found interesting in this game, and I think it's something you guys have to be concerned about, your secondary was very much exposed in this game, and I know you've got some place where you have a lot of injuries at, but this is not the time to be going in with a deep.
We have no choice. We've had so many injuries. We've lost so many players in that secondary. It's crazy.
But well, let's move on. The Redskins screwing around with their draft pick beat the Lions 19-16. Funny thing out of this game, Dwayne Haskins missed the final play of the game because he was too busy taking selfies with fans in the stands. Oops. The Titans win 42-20. The Titans have been frisky, and they're 4-1 since Ryan Tannehill has become
so long, Mariota.
Yeah, he is not going to be back in the Titans uniform, that is for sure. In an ugly game, not just weather-wise, but how they played it, the Patriots beat the Cowboys 13-9. With a lot of phantom tripping calls, yeah. Kevin.
Well, I'm assuming against the Cowboys, not against the Patriots. Yeah.
Yeah. Against the Cowboys.
Of course, it's not against the Patriots. Yeah.
And then Sunday night, I was shocked by this score, but the 49ers laid waste to the Green Bay Packers, 37-8, held Aaron Rodgers to 105 yards.
This was one of those games that was, well, are the 49ers for real? Hey, Kyle, guess what? The 49ers are for real.
Yeah, I think very much so. Another team that is very much for real and right there with the 49ers is the Seattle Seahawks. This game was actually flexed out of the Sunday night game for the Packers 49ers, but they beat the Eagles 17-9.
Seahawks are 9-2. Watch out.
Yeah. And Kevin, all I've got to say about Monday night is Lamar Jackson is scary.
Just give
right
him
now.
The MVP.
I mean, what he did to that Rams team that was just in the Super Bowl was just legit. I mean, what Patrick Mahomes did last year, Lamar Jackson is doing this year. He might not be putting up the huge numbers like Patrick Mahomes did, but as far as the production on the field and how he is playing the game, he is just on another level than anybody else in the NFL right now.
Rams have the same record as the Raiders at 6-5, but there's too many other teams in the NFC that are too close to that wild card berth and or divisional championship there. They needed that game, and they got killed 45-6. I thought the Raiders got beat bad 30 whatever it is to 3. But wow.
Yeah. And of course the Vikings, Chargers, Cardinals and Chiefs were all on bye. So that wraps up week 12, a week Kevin would much rather forget.
This is one of those games you have to forget to move on to try to stay competitive. And I almost kind of feel like the Raiders were looking ahead.
Yeah, which, you know, you just can't do in the NFL because any week, any given Sunday, as they say. But let's talk about some NFL news, Kevin, or do we want to take a look at the standings?
Yeah, I want to look at the standings real quick. I want to go read those out to you real quick because, you know, this is where things are starting to get interesting. With, what is it, 4 games left, I think it is? 4 games?
Yeah, 4 games. This is, 5 games.
So,
5 weeks left.
AFC East, we have New England at top at 10-1, followed by the Bills at 8-3. I'm not going to list the teams that don't have a chance here, so I'm not going to list the Jets and the Dolphins. AFC North, we've got Baltimore Ravens ahead there at 9-2, Steelers at 6-5, Cleveland at 5-6. AFC South, this is where it gets interesting. Houston Texans at 7-4, Indianapolis and Tennessee Titans tied at 6-5. Our AFC West, your Kansas City Chiefs are at 7-4. Raiders are a game behind at 6-5. NFC East, Dallas Cowboys are 6-5, followed by Philadelphia at 5-6. NFC North, Packers and Vikings are tied at 8-3. The Bears are at 5-6. NFC South, New Orleans leading 9-2, and Panthers are behind at 5-6. NFC West, Niners at 10-1 and Seattle Seahawks at 9-2. Rams again at 6-5, Kyle.
Yeah. Interesting how it's playing out. A lot of close divisions between two teams. You don't see too many divisions where all, like, you have a 3 or 4 teams in the mix.
AFC South there, Texans, Colts, and Tennessee. You got to watch out for Tennessee now, you know?
Yeah, Tennessee's in that mix, so it is very interesting. But let's talk some power rankings, too, because I think it's safe to say
Baltimore. Do we really need to cover power rankings at this time of the year, though?
I'm just kind of curious because we've got Baltimore, who I think is the best team in the league. Would you agree with that, Kevin?
Well, they did beat the Patriots. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Let's just run it down real quick on CBS Sports. We got the Ravens at 1, the Patriots at 2, the Niners at 3, the Seahawks at 4, the Saints at 5, the Packers at 6, Vikings at 7, Bills at 8, Texans at 9, Chiefs at 10, Steelers 11, Colts 12, Titans 13, Cowboys 14, your Raiders at 15. I think I'd have your Raiders ahead of at least the Cowboys.
I'm wondering if they look at schedules. You know, upcoming schedules and what they think is going to happen. But, I don't know. I think the Raiders are right where they should be.
Yeah, it feels about right this week on the Power Rankings. But let's talk a little NFL news, Kevin. There's not a whole lot, but there's a couple interesting stories. Andy Dalton has been reinserted as the Bengals starter. Cincinnati, don't you know you're not trying to win games? You're trying to get that 0-4 donut going?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to get the first-round pick anyway. But, Andy, I think he deserves another shot at this. I don't know his contract situation, but
I believe he's a free agent.
I'm curious to see where the Dolphins are going to go then.
Yeah, I am curious to see what the Bengals will do. And the Dolphins can be interesting too. So, the era of the duck has started for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is no longer Mason Rudolph's show. It is Duck Hodges' show, Kevin. The third-string quarterback. His nickname is Duck. His real name
Devlin
is Devlin
Hodges.
But they call him Duck because apparently he has an amazing duck call.
That guy. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Mason Rudolph is kind of getting a slap on the wrist here because of what happened on that one Thursday night game. So I'm curious.
I kind of wonder if Mason Rudolph isn't playing in this game because it's against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
So could be interesting. Another story I want to hit up real quick, Kevin, because I find this very interesting, and I actually think this is something that's important in the NFL. Eagles Pro Bowl guard Brandon Brooks left Sunday's loss to Seattle Seahawks with what the team initially termed as an illness. It turns out he had an anxiety attack on the field.
Interesting.
Kevin. You know, I'm surprised we actually don't hear more
about this. I got to be honest with you. This is kind of brave that he admitted to this and didn't try to bury it, because this is actually a very common thing that people do get and take medication for and get help for. I know, because I know people that do so.
Yeah. So I give him a lot of credit, and I really think this is something the NFL needs to look into a little more and pay a little closer attention to their players, because I can't imagine he is the first player and will not be the last player to have an anxiety attack.
He went to Twitter and he said, I'd like to address what happened yesterday. I woke up and did my typical routine of morning vomiting. Didn't go away like it normally does, but I figured it would calm down once I got to the stadium. It did, but I felt exhausted. The nausea came back, and I tried to battle through it and went out for the first drive. The nausea and vomiting came back until I left the field and tried everything I could to get back for my teammates, but I wasn't able to do it. Make no mistake, I'm not ashamed or embarrassed by this, nor what I go through daily. I've had this under control for a couple of years and had a setback yesterday. And he goes on more. Kudos to him for coming forward about that. And, you know, hopefully other people can come forward and help him, and he can help others that might be dealing with it.
Yeah, I hope so too. But, you know, come on, NFL. This is a good point to step up. You've always talked about the safety of your players. This is a big one. So with that, though, let's take a look ahead, Kevin. It is Blood Feud week. So let's take a look at what is happening on week 13, because not only is it Blood Feud week, it's Thanksgiving week, which means we've got three games on Thursday. Now, granted, they really probably aren't going to be that filling of games, Kevin.
Yeah. A couple of these games are important to the teams. Okay, so we got Chicago at Detroit. That's the first game. Then we got Dallas at home against Buffalo. And then we've got the late game, New Orleans at Atlanta. The most important game here, Kyle, is probably the Dallas-Buffalo game because of the standing. Dallas needs to win this game to stay in there. And Buffalo's trying to stay up there to keep that wild card victory, because obviously, you know, I don't see them taking over the division with the Patriots.
No, I agree with you there. And I think it's a big game for Dallas, especially after Jerry Jones went off after the Patriots game, which he really should not have. He had no reason to.
Remind me.
He basically was trashing his coach and his players. Yeah. Mainly his coaching staff. So, these are really some dog games. I mean, yes, Atlanta upset New Orleans. I think New Orleans is going to be looking for payback, and that game could get ugly real quick. Chicago at Detroit, a classic NFC North battle, but neither
and
of these
Stafford
teams
is
not right
scheduled
now
to play. That's why the lines, the line is at 4. Chicago favored by 4.5 at Detroit now.
Yeah. So, you know, that takes three games off the schedule on Thanksgiving. So let's look ahead to that Sunday then, because there's a few interesting games on here. We have Green Bay going to the New York Giants. We have Washington at Carolina. But the prime game at 1 p.m. and how this game didn't get
flexed, I know, right?
I don't know. But San Francisco at Baltimore, with Baltimore favored by 6 over San Francisco. I understand it's in Baltimore and it's a West Coast team making an East Coast trip, but 6 is a big number for the way San Agreed. Francisco has been playing. So that should be a good game. Another good game is Tennessee at Indianapolis. It's a big game for the AFC South and a big game for both of these teams. Still,
yes, definitely. That's a fun division right now.
Yeah. Philadelphia at Miami. Okay. Round 2, Kevin. Welcome to Arrowhead. You're catching Andy Reid after a bye week, and Tyreek Hill will be on the field. Oakland at Kansas City.
Yay.
Okay, we've discussed this many times before. As depressed as you sound about it, it is Oakland, Kansas City, and you throw it all out the window.
It's nice to say that, but with the Raiders being demoralized in New York, and then get to come to Arrowhead where you guys are fresh off being rested. Oh, man, it's going to take a lot for the Raiders to really make a game out of this and to disrupt your Patrick Mahomes and have a chance at winning this game. You could throw out the records. The Raiders hopefully will play them tough. I hope they don't, lay backwards like they did against the Jets. I really want the Raiders to win, obviously, for the obvious reasons, but there's another reason why I want the Raiders to win, Kyle, because our good friend Murph over there at Raiders Fan Radio says that he will do a rap song. He will sing a rap song if the Raiders win. And he's been saying this for a while now, but the Raiders just haven't beat the Chiefs in a long time now. It sucks.
Yeah, I noticed. I haven't heard anything about being on Raiders Fan Radio for Chiefs Raiders Week. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, he's got other stuff going on.
Yeah, but the question is, what is he going to do if the Raiders?
Well, he's not going to be singing a rap, that's for sure.
Yeah. So,
by the way, this was the game. This is the game Tampa was flexed. Bay. By the way.
Yeah, it was moved down to the 4:25 time. It was a 1 p.m. Eastern start. But it's an important game. Oh, if Kansas City wins this, I think they pretty much wrapped up the division.
Yeah, it'll be a harder struggle for the Raiders to try and find some type of playoff spot. But you know what? I'm proud where the Raiders are right now. I wasn't expecting them. I wasn't expecting them to be at 6-5 at this point. Or 6, yeah. So.
Yeah, I think they've definitely exceeded expectations. I will agree with you there, but... we've got Tampa Bay going to Jacksonville. Tampa Bay actually favored by 1 in this game. Jacksonville is just a mess, and I think there's a major house cleaning coming in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Kevin John pretty much describes how we feel about Jacksonville. The Jets at Cincinnati. I would have said this might be a chance for Cincinnati, but not the way the Jets are playing right now. Arizona. The Rams are at Arizona. Look out. Arizona's coming off the bye, and Kyler Murray is frisky. This could be and the Rams are playing some bad football right now. So, Chargers at Denver. Over-under on Phillip Rivers interceptions for this week, Kevin?
Yeah.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Two teams enter, one team leaves.
Curious. It's funny how it's interesting how they're playing just after 3 weeks after that incident on that Thursday night game. But yeah.
And then our primetime games for Sunday and Monday, actually two very good football games. You got New England at Houston. That's a big matchup. And you have Monday night Minnesota at Seattle. So a couple of huge games from our primetime Sunday night and Monday night.
Yeah, these are important because especially the Seattle Minnesota game. Because if they don't wrap up the division, there's a wild card spot that they got to fight for, or jockey for, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, a big week for football. Every game getting more and more important as we move on towards the final weeks of the season. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But we're going to take a quick break, let you listen to what else is going on around the Fandom Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. For you Highlander fans, we've got Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we cover all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater is for you movie buffs, our podcast celebrating the cult classics and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. We also have End Zone for you NFL fans, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast with hosts Tom, Brandon, and Chris discussing the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. And for you Star Trek Discovery and Orville fans, we have Discoville, talking about everything Discovery and the Orville. And for you hard rock music fans, we have the Hair Metal podcast. The Hair Metal podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And we also have Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, where we discuss all things Doctor Who, both past and present. And our newest podcast, Lethal Mullet, our podcast celebrating action movies from the 1980s with your host, Adam P. O'Brien. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, and now on Spotify. On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network, on Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network, and also on Twitter at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at FandomPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Now, we might be full of turkey. We might be stuffed with stuffing. We might be overflowing in the cranberries. There might be too much mashed potatoes and gravy. But you know what? There's still room for End Zone, high quality, sage, mediocre fantasy football.
Sage, are we using that word right for this type of thing? Sage.
Well, it's our fantasy football and Jennifer's not here, so do we really do anything?
That's
right?
A good point. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, well, let's start off with our Jimmy GQ Man Crush Awards for the week. Kevin, mine is Chris Godwin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's off good this week, and he punished me in a couple fantasy leagues. The sad part is he's probably still not the best receiver.
He's not
on
getting
his
paid
team.
Like one, right? Is he?
Yeah, he's still on that rookie contract. He's got a couple of years left on that. But him and Mike Evans are tearing up the league. If Jameis Winston would stop throwing so many interceptions, it'd be really scary to see what they could do. Yeah. So what about you, Kevin? Who might be on your man crush?
Well, my man crush of the week goes to, and I have him on several leagues here, is Carolina receiver DJ Moore. He has been solid for me, and he had 6 receptions for 126 yards, 2 touchdowns, scored me 45 points in one of my leagues. This dude is, if you don't have him, you got to pick him up. And he's just a plug and play. You don't even think about it unless he's on a bye week. He has been great.
As far as kicked off of Fantasy Island, I have to make an amendment. I have to throw a life preserver out. I'm not throwing it out to the whole team, but I am going to throw a life preserver out to Sam Darnold. He's been playing some good football.
Yeah, I would actually pull him back to Fantasy Island. He's got a good little a tight end that he's thrown to as well. But I would definitely bring him back. I would throw him a life preserver.
Yeah. However, normally I don't kick a player off for injury off of Fantasy Island, but this guy's a legend, and this is hard for me to do because I respect this player a lot, but he should be back from injury by now. I think he's getting benched intentionally by the team,
or he's benching himself.
An ugly situation. Yeah, one or the other, but that is AJ Green, and I have nothing but respect for AJ Green, but he's not going to play this year. A lot of people drafted him, including myself, and kind of stashed him thinking, oh, this will be great when he comes back. We'll have an elite receiver. Yeah, he's not coming back this season, Kevin. We're in week 12 and he's
I don't have anyone that I'm throwing off of Fantasy Island, but one that I'm frustrated in, and he's out on that pier right now, is James Conner.
Oh yeah, his has been an injury problem too, and it's not, you know, he's had a shoulder injury most of the season, and he's killed me in another league. Luckily, I had Jalen Samuels to kind of handcuff with him, but yeah,
it's almost that whole. I'd almost feel like that whole backfield for the Steelers should just be kicked off Fantasy Island, you know, because you think, okay, yeah. Connor's not playing, Jalen hasn't been lighting it up, you know, or that Snell dude or whatever it is. It's just, it's really, really frustrating. It's like you're running back for the Chiefs, you know. It's like, you know, who's it gonna be this week? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, let's talk about a few waiver wire pickups, and there's actually a few interesting names this week. Rashard Penny of the Seattle Seahawks stepped up, had a big game with Chris Carson.
Chris Carson is not going to go away, but I see Rashad. This is a good pick, though. I see Rashad in him, kind of like what's his name, Aaron Jones, and the other guy, the other running back for Packers. Yes, Jamal Williams. Can both be productive.
Yeah. Another name to throw out there, Ryan Tannehill, if you're stuck for a quarterback need. He's been playing some quality
and Sam Darnold, I'd say right now, if you look at Sam Darnold's upcoming schedule, give him a shot.
Yeah. Naheem Hines of the Indianapolis Colts. Looks like they're going to be using him. I mean, Jonathan Williams looks like to be the main man there while Mac is out, but Hines is also getting a lot of play. Also, as well, N'Keal Harry of the Patriots caught a touchdown, the only touchdown in that crazy Dallas game, but they're a little short on receivers there in New England, so he might be a name to watch.
He keeps popping in and out. Cole Beasley, if you need a reliable receiver. What is it? What's his name? Oh, God, the receiver. A.J. Brown, the wide receiver for Tennessee.
Yeah, definitely boosted a little bit by Tannehill being in at quarterback, but those are a few names on the waiver wire to watch for. A lot of teams, you're either about to start your playoffs or you're starting your playoffs in some leagues, so it's gonna start getting interesting. It's that final.
So push with your roommate being a Raiders fan and it's Blood Week, does it get awkward?
No, because he kind of just kind of quit on it after week two when he saw what Mahomes did in the second quarter. He's like, we usually have a standing $10 bet, and he just like, I'll pay you your $10 for this one, but I'm calling off bet later in the season. So yeah, he's going to be so excited when he comes back and sees the Christmas tree I got with that nice Patrick Mahomes ornament.
Well, right I'm there. Happy that this game got flexed because I miss part because I work Sunday mornings. I miss part of the Sunday morning early games at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, but now 1 o'clock I get a chance to watch this. So I will be watching it. I will be hoping for the best. I hope the Raiders are at least competitive, and we'll see.
Oh wait, Kevin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got some breaking news. Apparently, you have been set up to play Jennifer Walk now in every week of fantasy football.
That would be great. She seems to have players that just totally exceed whatever their projections were whenever she plays me. And then I have, you know, like last week I had, it was the last week of the byes. And so that killed me. Mm-hmm. And then I had several players that just underperformed. Yeah, I'm cursed.
So, A rough week for you in fantasy as far as the trophy league is concerned, Kevin. How did you do in the rest of your fantasy?
See, I had I have six. I think I went like 3-3. I think if I remember correctly. Yeah, 3-3. Not great. The other ESPN league, I'm still doing okay there. Yeah. So, what about you?
It was a rough week. My CBS Sports League, it's going to take a miracle for me to make the playoffs. I'm doing well in the Trophy League. I am in first place in my division. We'll be having that nice first week bye.
Does that start next week?
I believe so. I'm loving my Lamar Jackson quarterbacking situation.
Yeah,
there, so
remember that week you tried to trade him away? You tried to trade him away because of that weird Mahomes injury.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the Yeah, but that wasn't even in the trophy.
Oh, that was the other ESPN league. That's right. Yeah, the one that you won without a quarterback. That game that you won without a quarterback. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, but you know what? That's going to wrap things up for this week at the end zone. We're not even going to call an audible. Just dive right into your turkey. Dive right into your stuffing. Dive right into your pumpkin pie. It's all good. And just remember, turkeys can't fly, Kevin.
I know that now.
Yes, I know. By the way, you got to pay for the cleaning bill at the studios.
Nice.
Yeah. It's Blood Week. We're going to find some plays that will put
in the Raiders, Chiefs, hopefully.
Once again. Well, maybe one play. Our defense isn't that good, so we're not getting no shutout. But whatever it is, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully Kevin and I won't spill too much cranberry sauce on each other this Sunday come Blood Week or cranberry.
Oh, get to the end zone.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And we'll see you next week in the end zone.